So what are inmates most looking forward to after prison? You can learn that at our blog, npr.org/daydreaming, for some surprising answers.
And in juvenile detention centers, they're trying a more tender-hearted approach there, too. Here's the latest in our trend-watching series, What's the New What? From Youth Radio's Ankita Bardwaj.
Reach the arms up towards the ceiling, energize the fingers.
What's the new what? Well, I think yoga studios are the new prison rec yards. See, our newsroom's been hearing stories of juvenile facilities around the country offering yoga as a form of exercise and even rehabilitation. So I figured yoga classes might be replacing the recreation yard made infamous in the movies. You know, muscular inmates lifting weights or playing a hardcore game of tackle football in the prison yard.
Don't give up. Inhale, notice your reaction to the pose, but don't give in to the reaction. Exhale.
To test out the whole Inhale. New rec yard theory, we went to Alameda County Juvenile Hall in the San Francisco Bay Area, where yoga is offered 5 days a week. Madeline Nelson is a guidance counselor at the hall who sees yoga as an expansion of mental health services. In one case, she used yoga practices to help an inmate who was having trouble sleeping.
And so I talk about relaxation techniques and the breathing, and he went, oh, you mean like in yoga? I said, yeah, like in yoga. Oh, I can do that. I think it can have a lasting effect in terms of some techniques they can use just to manage their own emotions.
Bend your forearm over your knee. And open.
This 16-year-old goes by the nickname The Baddest. Unlike rec, where brawls can erupt, The Baddest says yoga class provides an oasis of calm within chaotic juvenile hall.
Breathe in. Exhale.
Alex Briscoe, deputy director for Alameda County's Healthcare Services Agency, says it's too early to tell whether yoga has contributed to the recent drop in violence at Alameda County's juvenile hall. One thing's for sure. Briscoe says the yoga classes provide much more than just a physical release.
Our yoga program supports academic instruction. It supports mental health service delivery. It supports a positive milieu. It supports young people's ability to be responsible consumers of mental health services. And, you know, quite frankly, we hope it supports a culture change for the staff in correctional settings.
So the bottom line? The yoga program at Alameda County Juvenile Hall is designed to help inmates gain transformative life skills that they can use in and outside detention. And who knows, juvenile hall yoga might just bring a new face to your vinyasa class, like a 15-year-old whose sidearm balance beats the yoga pants off yours.
Youth Radio's Ankita Bardwaj.
And welcome to the world for the latest participant in Youth Radio, the newborn son of our executive producer, Deb Clark.
Welcome, Jack. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick.